There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 2 of the tabernacle, a place to meet God. A.W. Tozier once said, "The greatest fact of the tabernacle was that Jehovah was there. A presence was waiting within the veil." Similarly, the presence of God is the central fact of Christianity. At the heart of the Christian message is God himself waiting for his redeemed children to push into conscious awareness of his presence. Today's text comes from Exodus 25, verses 8 and 9. "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell in their midst, exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture, so you shall make it." In Exodus 25, verses 8 and 9, God declared his divine purpose for the tabernacle. God gave specific instructions on how the tabernacle would be built because it was to be a holy place where he would dwell among his people. Notice that when Scripture states the purpose, it doesn't use the word for tabernacle. Instead, the Hebrew word mikdash, which means a sacred place or sanctuary, is used. Mikdash is derived from the Hebrew word kodesh, which means holy. Tony Marita provides an excellent explanation and application of God's purpose for this holy sanctuary. What made the place holy? Was it how it was made? No, the place became holy once God's presence engulfed it. God made the place holy, not men. And once he made it holy, it was only to be used as God intended for it to be used. A clear application emerges for us. We can approach God because he has initiated a relationship with us by his grace. We come because he is merciful. We are only able to approach him by grace through faith in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. He has also revealed himself to us in the Scriptures. We do not worship the God of our imagination, but the God of biblical revelation. We must see him for who he is in the Word and pattern our personal worship of him as well as our corporate worship of him based on Scripture. Biblical worship, done in spirit and truth, will have a sense of gravity because God is holy, as well as a sense of gladness because God welcomes us through Christ. Before we close today's devotion, let's look at another interesting fact about mikdash, the word used for sanctuary. Mikdash is used 9 times in Leviticus, 4 times in Numbers, but only 1 other time in Exodus. It is found in Exodus 15:17 at the end of the song of deliverance that Moses and Israel sing to the Lord. "You will bring them in and plant them on your mountain, the place, O Lord, reserved for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, that your hands have established." The holy place in Exodus 15:17 refers to the promised land God provided as an inheritance for his people. God prepares a holy place for his people to meet him in their wilderness wanderings and in the land of Canaan. God wants to meet with you throughout your life's journey and at your final destination. Don't wait until you get to heaven to enter into his presence. Take time daily to find that special place to meet with God. Some questions to consider. Why is it significant that Scripture refers to the tabernacle as a holy sanctuary? Why is it important that God gave specific instructions for building the tabernacle? What stands out to you from verse 9? What are your thoughts on these words from Tozier that began today's devotional? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.